This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Charles Payne Lee making the announcement on Fox News. Boom times are over.
A couple of days ago, Bank of America came out with their credit card data, and it was scary. I mean, a shocking declines in restaurants, airlines, lodging. Just look at the most recent poll on people who said they're going to go traveling in the next few months. It has plunged. I think the boom times are over. All the free money has been spent. And yet, and this is why I have a problem, Steve.
Boom times are over, he says, Lee.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not either. I fully expected this to happen. And he said, listen, this is going to be kind of a dicey period here, especially with everything going on with tariffs. And even Trump kind of admitting that over the weekend.
Tariffs are about making America rich again and making America great again. And it's happening, and it will happen rather quickly. There'll be a little disturbance, but we're okay with that. It won't be much.
Oh, I think it'll be much. And I mean, a lot of it, I think, will be good. I think you're going to, I mean, you already saw India coming to the table over the weekend before, you know, weeks ahead of April 2nd saying, hey, about those tariffs. Yeah, let's see if we can talk. Right. So that's what we hope happens with every country this is going on with, that they're like, OK, we'll drop all the trade barriers to you. You drop trade barriers to us. Don't put tariffs on us. Everything will be great. That's how you hope it'll go. And it will go that way with some countries. So it will be a disturbance, in some cases a good disturbance, but it's going to be one. And this is about to get wild. I mean, Trump, again, put it, I mean, talking about April 2nd, I don't know if people realize the size and scope of what Trump is planning here. It's incredibly ambitious, Lee, 13,000 categories of trade. Mm-hmm. Every country on earth we trade with across 13,000 categories, reciprocal tariffs. Or trade barriers, or you know, whatever they're doing. If they put up any barrier in our way. And here he is talking about April 2nd, which is still coming.
Starting on April 2nd, it may be a little bit of an adjustment period. We had that before when I made the deal with China, $50 billion of purchases, and I said, just bear with me, and they did. They did probably have to bear with me again, and this will be even better. That was great. The problem with it was that Biden didn't enforce it. He didn't enforce it. $50 billion of purchases, and we were doing great, but Biden did not enforce it, and it hurt our farmers. But our farmers are going to have a field day right now. So to our farmers, have a lot of fun. I love you, too. Tariffs are not just about protecting American jobs.
So this is going to get really interesting, really fast. And here's the weird part about it. It's going to be complicated, I think. A lot of these, a lot of these big ag, big food cartels control and fix prices globally. And those are the ones that are traded on the stock market. So when they're talking about this, Lee, they're like, oh, the stock market tanked because it did, you know, just from the tariffs on the three countries last week. Stock market tanked. It's bad. Well, what Trump is seeing is, I'm going to put the farmers in America in the driver's seat. They're not traded on the stock market. They're Main Street. This is a shift back to Main Street, what he's doing. But it's gonna. But the problem is that the middle class has stocks in their 401k.
Yeah.
So you can't do this without, just causing some friction.
Well, nobody ever said it was going to be easy.
No. No. And this is Trump acknowledging, basically, hey, I'm not putting this off because we're having a recession caused by Joe Biden, which he did. This recession is caused by Joe Biden. But Trump's going to take the blame for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's...
In the media, anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if the American people, I don't know what they'll think. Meanwhile, I'm just watching. I was just so heartbroken over the weekend to see, and I've been seeing this since Biden installed them, what Al Qaeda has done in Syria. The idea that Al Qaeda should run that country,
yeah, that's
was sick. And yeah. Our CIA armed and trained them. This, if you want to see what regime change looks like, this was the CIA, the State Department, USAID rushing to install Al Qaeda, give them their own country for the first time. That country is Syria. And then the outrage afterward, where the mainstream media was just giddy about the fact that they had overthrown Bashar al-Assad, and that they were even talking about recognizing the government of Syria. And I mean, I can remember reading that and going, "You mean Al Qaeda? Oh yeah, well, you know, he was associated with Al Qaeda before, but no, he was the leader of Al Qaeda in Syria. You put him in charge. What do you think he's going to do?" And I said, "He's going to kill Christians. He's going to kill Alawites. He's going to kill non-Muslims." And absolute butchery. This weekend, thousands of people. And when you watch the videos up on X, the media is giving these very small figures. Lee, 1,000 killed, 2,000 killed now. They were saying they have killed tens of thousands since they took over. And this weekend was particularly bloody.
I have a question I've heard no one ask.
Okay.
What about the 2,000 troops we have in bases in Syria?
I don't know. There
are American soldiers, troops, airmen, whatever. There are American military, some 2,000 in, I think, two or three bases that we have in Syria. If there is a civil war breaking out right now, you know, whichever side we backed is immaterial at this point. What is going to be the situation with them? Are they going to be able to get out now? Are they going to have to defend themselves? Or are they a part of the situation that's going on? But I've heard nobody mention those 2,000 troops in Syria right now.
Yeah, I have no idea. And if you look at what they're doing, some in the media are spinning this as, oh, they're just killing loyalists of Assad. No, they're killing civilians who are not Muslim. Mm-hmm. That's what this is. This is just what jihadis do when you give them their own country. And again, if you had told me after 9/11 and the years after and the patriotism and everything, we would one day bomb Al-Qaeda into power and give them their own country, I'd be like, what? What could possibly happen to make us do that? Democrats.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy,
StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And that's the thing with Bashar Assad. Bashar Assad was a brutal dictator. But, you know, and he killed a lot of people, he did. But nobody really stops to ask me the question, well, what people did he kill though? Muslim Brotherhood, jihadis mostly. In protection of, yes, the Alawites, but non-Muslim secularists. And it had been the position of our deep state for many, many years that he should share rule with radical jihadis who want to kill Alawites. And that's the group he's from. And he can't do it. He can't give them, he couldn't give them power, couldn't give them anything. And he killed them. He was very much on the same side we were, which is what's so weird. So we just install Al-Qaeda to take over. Now, here's where this gets weird, okay? This is where this gets beyond bizarre. If you Google Trump, terrorist killed Syria, something like that, you'll find it. Trump has, so Biden was talking about extending relations to them, very excited when they took over. Trump has been killing them. Think about that for a minute.
Well, the Biden administration was doing it. I mean, we were even during the Biden administration, we were allied with Russia in defense of Assad. I mean, that's what those what? Troops were there.
In defense of Assad? I don't think we were defending
We're not in defense of. Well, what I'm saying is Russia was defending Assad. We were actually going after ISIS. I'm sorry, I misspoke there.
Yeah,
we were actually going after ISIS.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, you know, Russia was, but we were cooperating with Russia. That was the weird part to me. We're going after ISIS. Russia is trying to defend Assad. And Russia now has basically been kicked out by this new group that's in charge of Syria. They've been kicked out of the base and the seaport, but then they're trying to negotiate with the people that they were bombing to keep those bases. I mean, the whole thing with Russia and there is so many complications of what's going on in Syria. And then there's Turkey that's supposed to be our ally, and we're buttons with them. And just
they backed Al-Qaeda. But the bottom line is Al-Qaeda has a country now. So that's exciting for them, not for us. Because it's what I was saying all weekend. I mean, on X, I was like, they finished killing off these Christians and non-Muslims and the Alawites, who are basically just a very westernized sect.
Supposedly, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to come for us. They're going to train themselves in Syria, and they're going to come for us.
And then you've got Israel occupying parts of southern Syria right now as a buffer zone.
Well, yeah, when you put Al-Qaeda in charge.
Boy, just...
And by the way, Israel helped Joe Biden put Al-Qaeda in charge. They thought that might cause a civil war between the Shia, their enemies, and Al-Qaeda, which I guess is also their enemy. And I mean, I got news for them. That's not going to work. I mean, you've got, for the first time, Shia and Sunni training in camps under the management of the Bin Laden son in Afghanistan. Folks, you think you've seen terror attacks? It's nothing like what's coming. And Trump's going to get the blame for it. But Biden has been carefully, you know, the careful architect of all of it. Or whoever signs his signature
exactly,
has been. Yeah. What a fascinating question. Who's been doing that?
That report from the Heritage Foundation is, to me, if true, just confirms everything that we've been saying all along. Biden was not in control of what was going on. He was simply a figurehead. And there was some committee, some group, somebody else behind them that was doing all those things. Because if they were signing listen, I understand what AutoPen is, and it can be used in absence of a president being in the physical location of an act that has to be signed quickly. I get all that. And that's been used plenty of times. But the allegation there is that the only recent one that Biden actually physically put pen to paper on was his order saying that he was not running for re-election.
Or at least somebody signed that who wrote differently than the auto signature, which could be Biden or it could be Jill. Who knows, right?
Or Hunter, who knows?
Or Hunter, I know.
Who was in on those meetings too, so.
Yeah, this is interesting. Fox News Digital at random, because it was the Heritage Foundation that looked at all the documents and realized they'd been auto-signed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Fox News Digital at random examined more than 20 Biden-era executive orders documented on the Federal Register's office between 2021 and 2024, found each one had the same signature.
Right.
All 20.
Identical.
Yes, who was running the place?
Right.
Somebody was.
Well, it apparently wasn't the vice president and apparently wasn't the president, so...
This brings to mind, remember that conversation that Mike the Knife had with Joe Biden where he went in and said, sir, you know, you signed an executive order, you screwed up the natural gas, you know, you took away, like, people in my state are really hurting. And Joe was arguing with him about whether he'd done it or not.
Yeah.
He didn't seem to know.
Maybe. There you go.
That's I mean, maybe just the auto sign did it. So
let's see. So Joe had the auto sign and Barack had the teleprompter.
I guess so.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.